know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their related study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patop on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornell on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish center. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Thank you. Papa listener and Prime Minister Hanif Faisal Nur Afiq has urged all regional governments to promptly complete the waste management roadmap, following the example set by the Jakarta Provincial Government. So on the occasion of the waste resolution roadmap, he expressed appreciation to the Jakarta Provincial Government for completing the roadmap and acknowledged North Jakarta as a model for the implementation itself. And the roadmap is very essential as Jakarta of the barometers for resolving the national waste issues, setting an example for other regions to follow. And the minister emphasized that many regions in Indonesia still manage landfills using open dumping or open disposals practices without any reductions efforts upstream or management to suppress waste generation. Indeed, well, listener, of course, the waste is actually the biggest issue, not only in Indonesia, I believe, but also around the world. And hopefully, these efforts that have been done by the government and also the community around and could be very useful to preserve the natural conservation for our Earth. And to love our Earth, of course, I would really love to give you one of our wonderful songs coming from Poplate with Bumi Kita.
Terima kasih. story about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
What is this food?
Life is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called punkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Jalanan ibu kota.
Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only in Indonesia.
Speech usually has a black or white tag, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, but it's so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there. In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Kasih ku rasakan membara dalam hatiku.
Nada kasih ku ungkapkan dari gejolak hatiku.
Terasa mekar terbit asmara, harum wangi sanubari.
Terima kasih.
at RA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as like, comment and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmer's children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo sarung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that the houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Cigalap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Honey, who was born in the farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Honey to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people of war in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Indonesia apa ipin? Biru bahasa Indonesia. Kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Cigalap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar.
My child is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read, know numbers, and know letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers but also by the volunteers and youth in Cigalap village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencaksilat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Ya, sekarang kaki kanan di mana? Kaki kanannya ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini, tah. Yuk, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided five villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Cigalap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day, we are study about present.
Jadi kami programnya itu. So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets. and real well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and ducks. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Hani. Anwar, a Tigla villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Hani.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Hani karena telah apa namanya?
I really thank Hani for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Hani even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God, my grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Hani runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini gak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month. But thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Hani moved from one village to another to live in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Wants to be a doctor so I can heal my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusuntik, janganlah kau takut-takut, minum obat. Dokter yang hebat mengajar di dalam kelas.
Pengen jadi guru. Want to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dream. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Cita-cita.
Kalau anak petani jadi petani,
it is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it. So children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Jalan itu setenggelaring,
are still staying tuned at www.binews.id. Don't forget to always contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Instagram account, VOI_official, and of course our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Don't forget to contact us also through our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. Now I will give the table to our next host, Steve. Have a great day.
Now here's the news. First, the headlines. The parliament to approve mining bill in today's plenary session. Manpower ministry to issue ruling on holiday allowances for online ride-hailing drivers. And here's the news in detail. The Indonesian House of Representatives will ratify the Fourth Amendment to Law Number 4 of 2009 concerning mineral and coal mining, or the mining bill, today on February 18, 2025. According to the schedule of the House, the second level of discussion and decision making on the mining bill is scheduled for 10 a.m. local time. Reported by Tempo, the amendment to the law regulates controversial provisions such as the management of mines by social organizations or religious and higher education institutions. Manpower Minister Yasir Ali has said his ministry will issue a regulation on the provision of holiday allowances for online motorcycle taxi drivers soon. The ministry was still finalizing the regulation, Yasir Ali told the online drivers during their rally in front of the ministry in South Jakarta on Monday. Quoted from JakartaPost.com, Yasir Ali emphasized that all concerned parties should sit together and discuss the matter as a form of business care for their workers. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So it's lunchtime in Indonesia, and Steve is in here with you with a lot of information coming from Indonesia. And of course, you can listen to this broadcast on vionews.id and also the mobile application RRI Digital. And if you're listening through the app, I assure you that you can tell us whatever you want to say about us on the comment section right below the video or even the audio player. And in this very, very nice noon, I'd like you to listen to this classic song from Indonesia. We have Anggun with Tua Tua Keladi, or Naughty Old Man.